Okay, so this week we're going to do something a little different. This week's episode is a special, and it's called Cruising the New. Now, a lot of people see the New River from this angle.
Yes, from the bridge.
But we're going to show you the New River from the boat angle, about bringing it up the river and what we have to do to get there. So right behind us is actually the Jungle Queen. She's going to be going through the Andrews Avenue Bridge. Yes. It's where we're at right now. So enjoy the cruise. It's pretty cool. It's going to be Cruising the New with the Motor Yacht Renaissance. And this is the bottom line. Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is The Bottom Line. Welcome.
Welcome back.
We love you guys.
We do.
Don't we love them?
So much.
We love them.
That much.
We got a little surprise for you, but first let's get through it.
We have our sponsors, Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
Marine Data Solutions, mm-hmm. I've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And Salty Rags Crew Apparel. Blackmail, deceit, murder.
Murder. Only
all
if you
that
ask
stuff
him in
that Dave
voice.
Can do, no. But he can also do
customized linens, linens and more, and swag.
Okay, and guess what?
Get them up.
Don't forget about Crew Haven at yes. crewhaven1501.com.
Yes.
They provide clean housing right next to the Lauderdale Marine Center. Call Jamie. Please tell her yes. that The Bottom Line sent you, and she'll do anything. We're talking
anything.
About monkeys with tuxedos.
Yeah.
We're talking about bouncy houses.
Butlers, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
There's no expense she won't do, so.
So here we go. Renaissance just came in, I think, from the Bahamas. And what we're going to be doing is taking her from Port Everglades up to the New River, to our home port dock. As everybody can see, that's we are in Port Everglades. Now, when you come into Port Everglades from sea, or actually if you're just transiting, a lot of people don't know this, but you really should be on Channel 14. Not 13. They do that so Miami doesn't get confused with shipping with cross traffic. So Port Everglades, you should monitor channel 14. If cruise ships are in, or it's early in the morning or late at night, you should ask permission to come in on channel 14. Port Everglades Harbor Master. They'll promptly reply. So here we are going under the 17th Street Bridge. We have a outgoing tide. I'll tell you the benefits of the New River with the tides when we get up there, but this is 17th Street Bridge. Some of the big boys park out on the other side, and some park also at Pier 66, which is off to our starboard. Renaissance, by the way, is 116 foot long, and we have a 6.2 draft, and we do not have a stern thruster. I don't think the boat's this size. We do have a bow thruster. That's 17th Street. And what we're going to do is stay in the channel. Okay, so what we do is we stay. Now we're in the ICW. So here we are. We're going up the ICW. Now, since we're going northbound, the ICW markers are red right return southbound. So just figure if you're headed towards Key West, there are red right return. We're going north, so all the red should be on my port side, which they are. We're going to be heading towards the Trial in a Minute. That's downtown, those buildings, Las Olas, and we'll be taking the boat through there in a couple of minutes. This is where all the really expensive houses are. Now, the triangle, there's not much going on here. They just dredged it. If you see the triangle on a chart, there's a couple of ways to get into the New River. I do not take the Northern Channel. I know it's deep enough, but there's a lot of trash under there, and I'd rather not chance it for the extra 2 minute transit. So what I'm doing is on the west side of the triangle, and on the other side are the houses, and we are still considered not in the river yet, but we are outside the ICW. There's Carrie B there. That's the alternative channel I was talking about, which I really don't like to take. Okay, so I'm on the west side of the triangle. Carrie B is actually in the alternate channel that I talked about. I don't like taking that with 6.2 draft, especially at low tide. at this point, you should be on channel 9 for river traffic. And I was just communicating to Carrie B on channel 9. And you should monitor channel 9 all the way up the river. It's kind of important so you don't get surprised. Another thing, at this point, you should be putting out a security call for all vessels that this is the Mariotte Renaissance inbound New River. And you can give your, usually when I do it here, I'm like at the triangle, 116-foot Mariotte inbound New River, so everybody knows what's going on. You'll see with the security calls and being on channel 9, I know that Cape Ann Towing's way up the river headed my way. So we've made the turn, and now we're headed to the first landmark, which is called Tarpon Bend. Now, you got good water. I draw 6'2". If you stay in the middle, you've got good water all the way up the river. I don't, it's not because they dredge it. I just think literally it's because so many boats are chugging through there every day that it's kind of self-cleaning. Now, we're in the river and we're out of the ICW, so now we are at red right return. So it's done a switch from the ICW, and that confuses some people at the triangle, and it gets them in trouble. Okay, here we go at Tarpon Bend. That's Huizenga's old house. With an outgoing current, with a current on the bow, every vessel in front of me has the right of way. That's one thing that you need to keep track of. The second thing that you have to keep track of is, especially on a boat this size, with an outgoing current, the bow is not going to want to go around these corners because the current speeds up and we're doing about a knot and a half of current. You can't really see it, but now I'm going to be turning here and trying to get that bow in the current. Now, with the outbound current, the bow of a boat this size is not going to want to make this turn because I'm sheltered, and then the current's just gonna flood on me at about a knot and a half, and the bow's just not gonna wanna go. Stern is not getting pushed as much as the bow is, especially at this marker. So, one trick I do is I hug the red, okay? Because I'm worried about the bow going over, and then I skid the stern around. Everybody's like, oh, you're so close to that marker. Yeah, but it's not how close I am to the marker in front. It's how close I am to the marker when I get to my props. That's how small the river is. You don't worry about the bow of the boat so much as you worry about your wheels in the back. So we're pretty close there, but you can see I'm bringing the boat around and the stern's coming around. So by the time that stern hits number 12, she's right in the middle of the channel. And that's really the only way you can do it. If you don't do it that way, your bow's gonna be way over on the other side of the bank and you're gonna be backing and filling. Another thing with the river is you don't wanna stop. You wanna plan all your meeting and crossing and bridges underway. When you start having to stop and start, this 1 hour trip can turn into 2 hours real fast. So, so we passed Tarpon Bend and we're headed for the girls' school. Okay, and now these landmarks are really just used to let everybody else know where you're at. This is Las Olas. Okay, the bulkheads to the port and starboard actually is a tunnel, and this is the spot where I usually call for Third Avenue Bridge. All right, I can't see the bridge, but it's there, trust me. And there I am calling for the bridge because the bridge is going to take some time to open and clear traffic. And again, try not to stop on the river. It makes life a little easier. You maintain steerage. And especially at Third Avenue, I don't want to get bunched up when it gets really narrow. So I've slowed my roll a little here to give the bridge time to open. Again, I call the bridge at the tunnel to give them enough time to open. And here we go, we're around the bend already and the bridge is still not open. But as you can see, I'm still putting on a couple of knots. It makes it easier to maneuver. And of course you can stop and, you know, kind of hold in place, but you know, it's a lot more work. So the bridge after Third is Andrews, and it's currently open, again, with the security calls and everything else. If the Bridges know what you're doing, you could kind of coordinate it. So Third's opening, Andrews is already opening, so I should, you know, I can slip right on through here. If you don't do this, Andrews could go down and you're going to get stuck between these two bridges. Again, the trick on the New River is just keep moving. Not necessarily fast or slow, but just keep moving and, you know, getting yourself where you need to go. Now, okay, there's Andrews and it's open. And we got a problem here with a gondola. So you can see right here is a really good example of the current that you can't see. Here's Otobo. Unfortunately, the gondola broke down. He's underway and he's pulling that thing against the current. He ain't moving. He's just holding in place. We're dealing with about a knot and a half here. This sport fish does have the right of way. You know, I made passing communications with him and he was really nice. He said he holds still, which is great. And you can hear that I thanked him for holding up, makes my life easier. I cannot stress how important communications are on the river. And, you know, be polite. I always am very polite with the bridge operators. They're trying to do a job just like we are. So the next bridge is the railroad bridge, the East Coast Railway. So what that all about is some guy was talking on the radio and he spent 10 minutes to send his message. Another thing on the river, keep your messages short to the point. Keep the channel open for other boats to call. And then, so that's Florida East Coast Railway. That's the Bright Line and that's coming down quite a bit lately. You could easily get stuck. As you notice, as I'm going through the river bridge, I've already called 7th Avenue. Again, you know, you've got to set these things up. Let the bridge operators know you're around the corner. They can't see you. And if they're open, they'll stay open for you. It'll save you some time. Once that bridge goes down, you're going to hear that, I'll put it up again as soon as I clear traffic. Now you just added 10, 15 minutes to your transit here. One more thing with the railroad bridge, be prepared for 30 to 45 minute stops sometimes. They got multiple trains coming through. It's getting very, very busy. Okay, here's another spot that doesn't look like it's a problem, but it can be a very big problem. The way the current rips around here will throw your bow to starboard and all of a sudden you're making a super wide turn. So you almost have to do kind of like a sliding turn, keeping that bow over and then letting your stern slide to starboard. If the current's going the other way, it'll act like a river and sweep you through it. So we just went through 7th Ave. We're headed towards Little Florida. And this is a pretty easy area. The current is not that bad here. And there's plenty of room on actually both sides of 7th Ave to maneuver if you had to stop. As you can see with this tug and barge, I am not going very fast. I am clutching in and out, which actually makes my rudders almost useless. So you're gonna have to use the bow thruster to maneuver. There's a go fast. He was not on the radio. Okay, so what we're doing is we're coming up on the turn for Little Florida. I always make a security call going up to Little Florida because it gets real tight in there. We have a three-boat convoy. We have a yacht, we have a tug, and then me. So, you know, everybody's well aware of where we're at, but it doesn't hurt. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. All the little boats do not listen to Channel 9, and they really don't care where you're going or how big you are. They will cut in front of you. They will squeeze through. They're obviously in a big hurry. So the weekends, morning to Saturday is crazy and Sunday afternoon is crazy. So this is Little Florida. You make a hard left, and then you make a hard right to get around Little Florida. You can see that tug and barge skidding around, and that's basically what every boat's got to do. I always tell everybody, don't worry about where the bow is, if the bow's in the middle of the channel or not. Always worry about where your props are. Try and keep your props in the middle of the channel. Hitting the bottom with the bow is a lot better than grinding up the props on the bottom. You don't have to be absolutely in the middle of the channel, but you don't want to be a couple of feet off these docks and these seawalls, because with me, 6.2 draft, they might only have like 5 feet there, especially at low tide. Trying to get around Little Florida, the current, again, is going to be hurting the bow's chances of getting around. So I've got the wheel hard over, and I've got the bow thruster thrusting. And now here we have another boat that's just stopped at Little Florida and is holding. So that actually closes my radius up even just a little bit more. There's that boathouse. You know, if I had that house, I'd have a boat in it. You can see my rudder's hard over starboard. I only got the port engine in. Now I'm going in reverse and bow thruster. I'm doing everything I can to get this boat over, about ready to goose it, to goose the engines a little. That other boat has closed my radius, so I got to really bring her over. Really close here, but look at the stern. Stern's way out there. Again, I can't stress this enough. Don't worry about where the front part of the boat is. So we've made that transit through Little Florida. If you ever go through there, check out where the pool is, because that's where Lake Okeechobee is. And now we're headed towards the Wiggles. And this is, the Wiggles is not a good place to be having a meeting situation with another big boat. It's tight. There's a reason it's called the Wiggles, because you gotta wiggle your way through there. And we do have a boat outbound. It was the Cape Ann boat that's been on the radio the whole time. So what we've done is we've set up a meeting situation outside the Wiggles, just at the end of them. And that's why we're all going slow here. We're letting Cape Ann catch up. Now, a lot of time on the river too, you're only gonna be 5 feet off another boat. There are plenty of places where you're only 5 feet on one side, maybe 5 feet on the other. The best way I could describe it is when you're on the new river, you're just constantly maneuvering the boat like you're docking. You know, it's a constant docking situation. Okay, so there's Camp Ann. She's just coming out of the Wiggles. We've already talked. We know exactly what we're going to do, and we're just holding tight to give him a chance to go through. You can also see the other yacht up front getting tugged through. Biggest boat I've ever taken through the river is 136 foot, somewhere around there. Probably the biggest I would ever do. After that, I grab a tug. So I'm bow thrusting over, giving Courtney a lot of space. You can see the center console snuck up in front of me because they just literally can't wait, which has closed my gap even more, and it's actually restricting my movement because now he's not moving. But you know, this is what you have to deal with on the river. Okay, so Courtney's through the Wiggles. That center console's now in front of me, and he's going to hinder my my movements. But don't get upset. Just let them do their thing. They're much more important than we are. Right now we're probably about oh, I'd say 20 feet away from each other. But the tug guys, they're pros. They can keep, they could get that boat 5 feet away from me. I'm not worried about them at all. And now we're in the Wiggles. Now, the Wiggles, as you can see, all of a sudden have a lot of piling sticking out. A lot of the property owners' boats were getting hit, so a lot of them put pilings out into the river, like this one right here. Nobody likes this. It just makes matters worse. Nothing you can do about it. Generally, what I do going through the Wiggles is, right now I'm in just starboard engine, and then when I get to the center here, I'm just going to wiggle on through and just use port engine, because I'm literally going too slow for the rudders to have any major effect. They're going to have a little bit of an effect, but the last thing you want to do is having to start speed the boat up to gain steerage. Slow is cool. I mean, never go any faster than you're willing to hit something. Now, I am in port engine, starboard's in neutral, and the boat's coming over nice and slow. Getting back to towing, you know, a lot of people tell people, oh, you can't tow, you know, you have to get towed up and down. A lot of people say, oh, it's because of insurance. There's no insurance company that's going to tell you you can't navigate on this water. It's a navigable waterway. I know why they say it. A lot of people are like a little intimidated by the river on a big boat. Every time I go up and down a river, it's different. Every single time. It's not something you learn. And I've gone up and down the river 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 times. And it's every time's different. And I truly believe that, well, you can see here, I got starboard in gear, port in neutrals, because I'm trying to get the boat over. Every single time I go through the river, it's different. And you really can't fault people for that. The current's going to throw you over and through every bend. If I had a current behind me, the whole stern would be like a drunken sailor spinning all over the place. I kind of like outgoing against the current, against me a little. So we're coming up on Davy Boulevard Bridge. The current, by the way, through the Wiggles, it's difficult. You got small boat traffic feeding themselves through and all this other stuff. It's, you know, they don't care. Trust me, they're not on Channel 9. Now, Davy Boulevard Bridge, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm fighting everything I can to get the bow of the boat over. And because I'm going so slow, that makes it even harder. So I'm just using my bow thruster. The idea is to go through all the bridges parallel. And that means you might be skewed like I am now going to Davy, but I have to get to port. I have to get to the, you know, the port side of the river here. And all you want to do is set yourself up for the entrance of the bridge. That's it. Don't worry about anything else. You don't need to be lined up 4 boat lengths away. Like right now, it looks like I'm going to hit that. But once this tug gets through and I know that I'm not going to get stuck, I'll line up and we'll go through pretty square. And that's how you want to do every bridge. And the reason for that is current. And outbound on Davy, do not go in that little basin there to our left, because that will throw you against the bridge and that'll be the end of the game. It doesn't look like a lot, but there's a lot of current running through here. Now, I'm square through the bridge, and now I've got to go all the way to the port, but I have to wait for the rest of the boat, another 100 feet behind me, to get through the bridge. This boat sitting on this point of land here has been here for years, and he's been hit so many times. That's why he's got his fenders. I actually witnessed a boat hit this guy. The current ripping through here that you can't see makes it difficult. The new pilings that all the house homeowners have put on has made the river smaller. We got this center console insisting on getting through here without holding, and it makes me even go slower. But here we go, we're lined up, and we're gonna unfortunately have to get really close to this sapphire here, because in 100 feet, I'm gonna be hitting that piling. There isn't 100 feet here for me to do anything, so I've got to hug this guy. as a lot of other boats do, and that's why he gets hit. And that's me making sure I don't hit him. Okay, so we're on our way to Lauderdale Marine Center. Yeah, now see, this guy here was on his phone, and he's made me practically stop in a bad situation where I got an outgoing vessel, and I can't, you know, these guys, it's just what you do. Saturdays and Sundays, forget it. It's 10 times worse. So there's Lauderdale Marine Center. They're building a new, not Lauderdale Marine Center, but they're putting up another marina to starboard here. I don't know how far out those docks are going to go, but I suspect that this is going to get narrowed too. What was that, a Ferretti? This is where all the big boys get their stuff done. By the way, we are about 4 miles away from the coast. Really good hurricane hole. Lauderdale Marine Center is on our port side, and now we're headed for the 95 bridge and the railroad, the second railroad bridge. And the current up here is now going to be almost non-existent. The high current spots are downtown, the Wiggles, at Tarpon Bend and Little Florida when the current needs to make a wild turn. We are right now, we're under 95. It's, you're going to lose your GPS, alarms are going to go off. Don't worry about it. They'll click back on as soon as you get on the other side. And this is basically, by the way, this bridge here is basically as far up as the sailboats can go, because that is the first fixed bridge on the new river past Lauderdale Marine Center. So no sailboats are going to be up past here. Now, the railroad bridge is not a big deal. It used to be much narrower. Now it's much wider when they put the new railroad bridge in. This one is not as active as the one downtown. It's really not a problem anymore getting around. It's probably one of the easiest bridges to negotiate on the river these days. By the way, that is much wider than it was in the old days. In the old days, it was a bit of a stretch getting through some of the big boats. That's also a new marina. It just propped up. I'm very happy to see new marinas on the new river. That's my buddy boat over there, the Trinity 160, Joe. So Joe's running that. They actually have fuel here now, by the way. There's a good shot of Joe's boat. And there's a good shot of the railroad bridge, which is also new. It's probably about a year or two old, I think. No, a couple years old. Now, unfortunately, the farther we get up the river, this is where a lot of boats come to die. they just sit there forever until I don't know, some guy's holding on to it with big dreams or stuff. But yeah, it's farther up we go. There's Dave Hole's marina. That's Marina Mile Yachting Center. They've got a graving dock. Dave's a friend of mine. We go in there. He's awful busy. I couldn't get in last time. But you are going to see the boats kind of start deteriorating. Not these boats, but the farther up the river you go, you're going to see boats that haven't moved in years. Now here's a 40-footer getting towed. They might have had problems, or maybe the guy's just not comfortable with the river, so they're bringing them into the marina. That's the right way to do it. That's a really nice trawler. I like that. Okay, now we're past all that, and we're coming up to the Jungle Queen dock. And current again up here is not that bad. It's not much. You don't really need to plan for it as much as you do other parts. To the left is what we call the RV park, and they also tie up boats there. This is deep water all the way around. You're all good. But as we go up the river, things get shallower. Less boats going through. You know, I don't know, things shoal out. Now, what we're doing is we're coming up to another hard right turn. And Now you got to take care on this turn. It looks like the river's nice and wide, but you need to take this turn really, really wide, because there is a shoal from those trees on the starboard side of the boat, and it goes out. So now, this part of the river, we've made that turn. You have to stay close to the houses. On the other side is called the Nature Preserve Secret Woods. Now, when the gates are closed upriver, and that goes all the way up to the Everglades, this can get really shallow, and especially shallow along Secret Woods. This is a manatee breeding ground. They love it there, so be careful, but you really need to hug the house side of the channel. Never split it left and right. You split it down the center, and then you split it towards the houses, inbound and outbound. There's just no water there. Our property is actually right up here, and when the gate is closed up in the Everglades that dumps more water in here, we routinely watch boats run aground. So you've got to hug it, inbound and outbound. So it's shallow all the way up to Billfish Marina, which everybody usually calls the Westport docks, and you can see some of the Westports coming into the picture. So you really just need to hug the house side through this whole area, you'll be fine. Again, I draw 6'2". If I was 25 feet to the left here, I'd be on the bottom. So this is basically, you know, the distance you want to be. We are at low tide, but we are not at super low tide. When the gates upstream in the Everglades are closed, you can lose a lot more water up this part of the river. When the gates are open, you're going to have a very slow current coming into the river in this area, and then you're going to have it's going to run out when it's the tide's going down. It gets kind of tricky. Now, here comes the Westport docks, and that's Billfish. You can start to go more center of channel. There is good water from center of channel to my right, and it's opening up on the left. There's good water all the way up here. You're gonna see this little basin to starboard, and there is not good water in there. So now you wanna shift sides on the river and kinda hang close to the marinas. That's Billfish Marina. Everybody knows as the Westport docks. There's a Westport 112. And we're coming up on Bradford Marine. You also have, you go around the corner here, you have pipe welders and all kinds of stuff going on. There is another branch. We are in the southern fork of the New River, and there's another branch. And if you made a left here, not on a boat this size, you would never make it. But there is another way out, and that's called the Dania Cutoff Canal. That is the entrance to the Dania Cutoff Canal, and that will drop you out basically right around the Coast Guard station near Port Everglades. Just a little bit, maybe farther south, not much. You do not want to get into this area. You can see the stick there that somebody put to mark the shoal. Stay on the other side of Secret Woods, and then when you get up here, you stay on this side of all the marinas. We're coming pretty much to the end of what I would consider the navigable waterway for a boat this size. You can keep going up, and I know there's deep water, but after this point, you're not going to have any space to turn around. And this keeps going all the way up to the Everglades. And you're going to, the 441 bridge is up there, and past that is the locks. No, I'm sorry, not the locks, the gates, where they control water level from that point west. They do drop the gates and raise the gates, and that really affects the river. And we are actually going to go up into Rossioli, which would be considered the last big boat yard on the New River, Southern Fork. And right now to the left is Bradford's, which is a pretty big facility. You can stay mid-channel, actually, all the way in here. This is all good on the river, and there's the entrance to Bradford. I've never been on the inside, that little basin there. I have no idea how deep it is. There's just really no reason to go. And this is where the river really gets tight. And I have seen a 150-footer up there. I have not been up there in a big boat. I go up there in the tender a lot, so I really don't, I have no idea. I've been paying attention to the tides on a 30-foot boat. And then, like I said, the last shipyard up on the New River is Roscioli. Now, being this far west, Roscioli is a hell of a place to hang out for a hurricane, and they will pack this basin that we're going into right now full of boats. And with the sheds on both sides, it actually kind of is a great place to ride a hurricane out. You're not going to feel the wind. You're not going to get any wave action. It's pretty good. So keep that in mind. This is probably the best hurricane hole on the New River. And I've been up it during a hurricane. I can attest to it. You're sitting between these sheds and you don't feel anything. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed the cruising the new river in Fort Lauderdale. And it's a tricky thing to do, but after you get used to it, it's pretty fun. Okay, so wasn't that cool?
That was
cruising
awesome.
The new. I think that's pretty cool.
I do.
So anyway, we hope you enjoyed it, and we will catch you next week. This is Doug signing off, and Christy, do your thing.
Watch out.